Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A massive 7.8 earthquake rocked southern Turkey early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and sending residents into the streets, as Adnan Sakir, geologist at Ankara University on the Turkish News Channel.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may be as large as 6.5.
The epicenter was near the Turkey-Syrian border, and the quake was felt in several countries across the region, including Syria and Lebanon. Unfortunately, the death toll is very high at this time.
There are so many large settlements around this area, and the casualties, the number of casualties may increase, unfortunately.
Officials are looking at a train axle failure on the Norfolk Southern car that derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border Friday night. A fire continued to burn for days and evacuation orders were given to residents. Trent Conaway is the mayor of East Palestine, Ohio, on CBS Pittsburgh last night.
If you're in the 1 mile radius, please get out. As far as catastrophic, yes, it could be very catastrophic if it would go up. So we're just being overly cautious and getting everybody out.
Defense Department officials are reporting they were able to block the Chinese balloon from gathering intel during its time over U.S. airspace. Also, the DOD says the military was able to gather intel on the balloon and its equipment. The balloon was shot down over the Carolinas coast on Sunday. Beyoncé on Sunday broke the record for the most awarded Grammy artist of all time with 32 wins. With her fourth trophy of the 2023 awards, the singer surpassed a record of 31, a record since 1998. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's been a shakeup in the timeline of next year's presidential primary.
It's all about who goes first and then which states follow suit. Iowa, which has traditionally been the starting line for the presidential election, falls out of the early nominating process for the first time since the early 70s. Delegates with the Democratic National Committee voted to make South Carolina the first state in the country for early voting.
We will move to a vote on the motion to approve the report of the Rules and Bylaws Committee. All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
New Hampshire and Nevada would host their primaries 3 days after South Carolina, followed by Georgia and Michigan in the coming weeks, which will vote early for the first time in their history. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Former President Trump denied the Defense Department's claim that suspected Chinese surveillance balloons had also transited the United States during his administration. He says, quote, never happened, end quote. An upbeat forecast on the economy from a former Trump ally.
Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn painting a somewhat rosy picture for the U.S. economy. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Cohn said,
it does feel like we're in relatively good shape here. The question is going to be, how does the Federal Reserve handle what's going on in the economy?
Cohn added he doesn't see the U.S. falling into a recession in the first half of 2023. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For more information, visit us at usamediagroup.com. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez.
Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Christina Bob is going to be joining us in just a moment. But first of all, a little bit of her background that Steve Bannon noted in the intro of her new book. First of all, she's a Marine Corps major, in fact. It's not something, I'm quoting him now, on the margins of her personhood. This fact that she is part of the finest combat fighting force in the American military and arguably the world is central to who she is and how she comports herself. This is the story of how a commander-in-chief was thwarted, a coup was carried out, and an illegitimate president was installed. It's not a novel or some other work of fiction. It is a first-person eyewitness account of a woman who saw her duty clearly, logically, and uncompromisingly to stop the steal, and in doing so, save the republic that she took an oath to defend as an officer in the United States Marine Corps. Christina, from one Marine to another, Semper Fi, it is an honor to have you with us to tell your story that you write in your book, Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election and what it means for 2024. And I'd say not only 2024, but beyond.
Thank you so much for having me. And Semper Fi, it's an honor to be on your show today.
Well, this book is something that had to be written because clearly what you point out here is there was an infrastructure. There was a design plan well in place of this election that the Democrats, with the acquiescence of Republicans, I don't know if they just couldn't believe it or they just went along with the deep state or whatever it was, but allowed this steal to occur.
You're exactly right. The way I like to summarize the book is that Democrats cheated and Republicans covered it up. And the cover-up for me was more shocking than the theft, because I could not understand why would Republicans cover it up. So they end up losing. I mean, there's only two spots. You either win or lose, you know, between Democrats and Republicans were cheating to lose. Mm-hmm. To me, it was completely eye-opening, and I think it's just that the Republican Party has, and by party, I mean all of the elected officials, Republican elected officials, have become the party of getting along, going along just to get along, keep the status quo, let us do, you know, we don't want to rock the boat, we don't want to do anything hard, and we certainly don't want to push back against anybody who's going to call us racist or, you know, say negative things about us in the press, so we're not going to do anything. And in fact, we're actually going to fight people who are trying to do the right thing. It was kind of astonishing to me, actually.
Well, there's something in the DNA of the Republican Party that is shocking and brings us to that conclusion, Christina, because I've felt this way for a long time. It's as if the Republicans in and of themselves feel they're not worthy or they just shouldn't
I think
win.
That's a good way to
say it. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, I think that's really fair. They're like the little kids that have been bullied, and so they're like, okay, well, maybe if I just serve the bully, I can keep my seat,
right.
And, you know, I'll stop getting swirlies and wedgies all day.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like, come on, we don't have time for that. We actually have to stand up and fight for our freedom.
Well, in the book, you do something that's been needed to be done for a long time, and that is just the facts. Give us the facts. Tell us what went on. This narrative has been used to cover up and to promote this big lie and the big steal that took place. And heretofore, you know, we've been told time and again, but we've been shouting to conservatives from the rooftops here, is that you cannot stay quiet. You have got to respond to us. So you have done the research. You've done all the hard work. And this is why I recommend that every conservative get their hands on a book and realize that there is a proper response to this narrative that continues to be perpetuated out there. I mean, like, I mean, let's go back. I mean, the people have been lied to, you know, since I was a kid over the JFK assassination. I don't care. I mean, sure. The logic just does not take me to a one man being able to interfere, get in the middle, and take over supposedly the infrastructure of Secret Service, FBI, CIA, right, and assassinate a president with a $29 rifle. Give me a break.
Right. Right. I mean, there's a lot of questions. There's certainly a lot of questions. And to me, just on that topic, the fact that they still won't declassify the documents, even though they don't affect, in theory, they don't affect any living person today, anybody who was actually involved. But what they're protecting is the institution.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're protecting exactly. the structure that they've created to be able to take out a president if they mm-hmm. have to be able to change our federal government to their liking, to do their bidding. And so they want to protect their structure. It's not about any one person.
Exactly. Well, Christina, you are, among many things, also a personal attorney. You serve as an attorney for President Donald J. Trump. And Donald Trump, well, based on the law, he was to release, this was an agreement already in motion, he was to declassify and release all the information regarding the JFK assassination. He
right.
released half, and he stopped suddenly. Now, my gut told me that he must have been threatened, because Donald Trump is such an individual, not beholden to any one person as we know, but something stopped him from giving the full release.
No, it wasn't him. He released, there were many different things of classified documents that he declassified, that he said, it's all declassified, go ahead and release it.
Mm-hmm.
And those leaders didn't do it. It wasn't him. It was like he himself doesn't have the documents, right? It's not like
yes.
he can just post them to his Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
He needs the people working in those agencies to actually release the information, and they just flat out refused to do it.
So he's authorized the release. They're the ones that stopped it, because I believe about 50% of the remaining documents, was what I read, had been released. But so they're the ones that are stopping it, not him. That makes me feel better. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't him. And I want to be clear on the top. I mean, it's been a little while since I've had anything to do with this. So I know it wasn't necessarily just the JFK. Like, everything that he had ordered to be declassified, he ordered it to be declassified fully. And I think even, this may have been before he was off Twitter, mm-hmm. he came out and said, I've ordered it all to be declassified. And when I, you know, there have been times where I've asked him, and I'm sorry, topic, I don't necessarily remember which topic I was asking him about, but I said, sir, you know, why haven't you declassified this? He goes, I did declassify it. They didn't put it out. Like, what do you mm-hmm. want me to do? I don't have the documents, you know.
Right, yeah.
So it's not him. It's the people, you know, the people controlling the levers.
Yeah, they're probably in Biden's garage. Just sidebar. Just kidding.
Probably, yes, that's
but
right.
That aside, Christina, let's get back in regarding stealing your vote. You mm-hmm. you knew day one, as you are there, you are with an OAN reporter there at D.C., at the White House, and you're watching the numbers. And you think initially, hey, this is going okay. I mean, all things
yeah.
considered, I mean, the response to Donald Trump,
nice.
The campaigns,
yeah.
everything, this is looking pretty solid. And then something happens. What went on?
Yeah, well, I think I can say I had probably the same reaction that most conservatives had. Like, oh, easy victory. Donald Trump's going to sail into a second term. And then Fox News calls Arizona for Joe mm-hmm. Biden. Right after they had just called Florida. And it's like, hang on a second. You took forever to call Florida.
Right.
And then you skip the entire country and go and call for Arizona. And it's not that I think the call for Arizona actually impacted anything. I'm not sure that it did. Other than I think it outed that there was an attempt to change the narrative. That's what it sparked for me, was, wait, this isn't right. They shouldn't be calling this right now. There's no reason for them to be calling Arizona right now. And that was the first time I questioned, are they going to try to cheat? Are they going to try to make us believe it's something other than an easy victory for Donald Trump? And then, of course, as the nights went on, and the night went on, and they said, "Oh, we've got to stop counting." You know, this, I'm watching it the same way everybody else is.
So exactly, like, Christina. We got to go to quick break. More from Christina, okay. Bob, after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We're back 620 America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking with the author of Stealing Your Vote, The Inside Story of the 2020 Election and What It Means for 2024. Christina Bob is with us, former Marine and personal attorney to Donald J. Trump. Okay, so all of a sudden things start unfolding. Arizona, at that time, were we a two-hour or three-hour time difference between Florida and Arizona? I'm trying to remember if it was.
It would have been a two-hour time difference, I think.
At least a two-hour time difference. Yes. And so here it is, wait forever for Florida, and now suddenly Arizona, and you're going, wait a minute. Yeah, boom, they call it. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like 10 to 15 minutes later, they call Arizona, and you think there's no way. They stopped the counting, and what should have been an easy result on election night, you know, suddenly so many states that Donald Trump was leading couldn't finish, and we just got blown away. I mean, I was just blown away by the audacity. I thought it was so obvious. I thought it was so obvious that they were cheating. What do you mean you need three more days after Republicans have all voted and you know we're not going to keep going to the polls? You're going to go find more ballots. And and it took them 3 days to do it. So just as a reporter, I just wouldn't give up the story. I just kept going and digging into it. And then, you know, the Arizona audit happened a few months later. And so I went out there. I spent months on the ground in Arizona talking to everybody out there. And then I went to Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And I just spoke with elected officials and volunteers and poll workers and city clerks and anybody and everybody that would speak with me. And I spoke with hundreds of people, and I just put together the story, the narrative story of their collective experiences. And there were also so many great grassroots efforts by folks of what they were doing in their areas. And so I wanted to highlight the work they were doing. But at the end of the day, I mean, Republicans are responsible for this cover-up, and I detail exactly what happened in the Wisconsin legislature and the Pennsylvania legislature and the Arizona legislature to cover up what was actually taking place, and it was all done by Republicans.
So just the facts, what did you find? What did you find in these different legislators that they were doing that was all, I mean, this had to be designed. I mean, Nancy Pelosi announced in October that Joe Biden would win. There was no indication whatsoever that Joe Biden even had a chance to win. Why would she, with such confidence, make that declaration?
Well, because they knew they were going to cheat. I mean, that's the obvious conclusion. And that's also why he wouldn't have had to campaign as much. He didn't really campaign much at all, because they were just planning on cheating. For example, there are good patriots in all of these state legislatures. There's not a lot of them. Hopefully there's more now. But there were good patriots that wanted to investigate and wanted to say, hey, we think there's a problem. At the very least, even if there wasn't a problem, let's give some transparency to our constituents so that they can rest easy and know, you know, that it's secure. And those Republicans that were actually willing to take a closer look and try to get some answers about what happened, they were completely steamrolled by, you know, I don't even want to call them rhinos. They're worse than rhinos. They were Democrats sitting in a Republican seat is what they were. And they hijacked and obstructed and lied and misled people to prevent these really good patriots from actually completing the work that they were trying to do.
Yeah, the thing amazes me is that you had over 1,000 sworn affidavits of eyewitness evidence of what happened and what was being brought into question, and that was all set aside, Christina.
Yeah, people didn't want to pay attention to it, and you know, I don't know what happened there, other than I can say just from the research that I was doing and the people I was speaking to, I just think that the Republican Party has become the party of cowards. They just. For the last 40 years, this wasn't magically done overnight within the Republican Party. Democrats knew they could get away with it because they've been bullying Republicans for decades, and they've just been taking it. So I think Democrats knew they could get away with it because they knew that the Republicans had become weak enough and had lost their integrity to the point that they wouldn't push back.
Right. Well, and what about the Supreme Court? It seemed like Judge Alito wanted to chime in, but he was quieted. What happened?
Well, I don't know what happened behind closed doors, but I think it was exactly what you think. The Supreme Court got scared and didn't want to get involved. I mean, I don't know how they could throw out Texas v. Pennsylvania on standing. It's beyond me. because right. there's literally no other court for them to go to other than the Supreme Court. So standing is a complete cop out on that topic. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen this through the entire judiciary. I mean, from every court that's taken this, they don't want to be the sole decision maker. You know, they don't want to be the responsible one for setting things right. So none of them are willing to do it, which is costing our nation very, very dearly.
Well, here it is. You got 50% of the constituency still saying something fishy went on. We're not down to the bottom of this. We've had a ridiculous January 6th, hearing that was one side. It was just a hot mess. And again, to push this narrative, I think that sometimes what happens, you can push a narrative to the point of obsolescence, and maybe we're getting there we might be able to get down to the truth if that's possible.
Yeah, no, I think we can. And there's a lot of really good grassroots efforts all over the country. I was just talking to someone out of California, actually, where they just got some major reform done in Shasta County, California, which is great. I mean, who would have thought that California would be leading efforts, you know? But it is completely possible, and it's going to take all of us getting involved in pressuring our leaders to do the right thing, to be honest, and to be honest reform.
Right. Well, Christine has written in the book, you know, the Make America Great Movement. Make America Great Again movement is about making America free. Freedom is our greatest weapon. The secret sauce is written that elevates us among the nations. Yet an elitist cabal of globalists aim to siphon our freedoms to centralize it among a few. And to me, being a man of faith, freedom comes from God. It doesn't come from any institution. And this is what's happened and why we the people are vulnerable is because we have turned our back, I believe, on God, and we're paying the price for this.
Yeah, I think a lot of people across the country would agree with you, and I think we are turning again. And it's not just turning back and recognizing where we've strayed, but actually taking the action to correct it. Mm-hmm. Right? Not just going, oh, wow, we strayed, you know, we lost our godly principles or our morals, but then do the work to clean it up. You know, get involved and talk to your leaders and make these changes.
Well, exactly. And what will be the force behind this in much the same way? I think we got a little bit of idea in having Donald Trump as our president is Donald Trump emboldened people. He helped them find their spine, including some elected officials. And I understand for some people when they're used to the status quo that this was quite revolutionary. This shook up the status quo of the Beltway and the deep state, that Jerry Nadler himself said didn't exist. Right.
Right, of course. Just like he also said Antifa doesn't exist. I mean, you can't trust anything they say, but that's right. You got to get involved and get to work.
Yeah, but, you know, who did the $4 billion worth of damage during the Summer of Love?
Right. Well, it was all imaginary. It never happened. It didn't occur.
No,
according to Nadler.
Right. And meanwhile, these cities, these small cities are devastated. I mean, in some cases, these riots that happened, you know, 10 years ago, the cities haven't recovered. And I doubt that many of those that were affected, you know, 2 years ago in the Summer of Love, if they will recover anytime soon, because all these big retailers took their companies out of there, their stockholders said, hey, we're not going to risk this anymore. And where's the problem? The problem are with these blue state controlled entities. We're seeing crime, what's going on. You know, the thing that's consistent, it is blue state leadership.
Yeah. No, I think you're exactly right. And I think every citizen needs to get involved to clean up their local area. I mean, if you're in a blue state, I was about to say if you're in a blue state, it might be harder, but I'm not sure if that's true based on my experience with the Republicans. So we all just have to get involved, pull our weight, volunteer to be poll workers, go work at your county, work with grassroots efforts that are doing investigative work, and then go petition your leaders and say, look, we see what you're doing. We see what's happening. Mm-hmm. Either step down or make a change issue.
This is what we the people looks like. Christina Bob, Stealing Your Vote, the inside story of the 2020 election, what it means for 2024. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. Semper Fi, Christina. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Hoorah, thank you.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. Coffee to a stick of gum, Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime. They bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
Implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
USA News Update. A massive 7.8 earthquake rocked southern Turkey early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and sending residents running into the streets as aftershocks were felt across the region. Ziadan Sakir, geologist at Ankara University on the Turkish News Channel.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may be as large as 6.5.
Officials are looking at a train axle failure on the Norfolk Southern car that derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border Friday night. A fire continued to burn for days, and evacuation orders were given to residents Sunday night. Beyoncé on Sunday night broke the records for the most awarded Grammy artist of all time with 32 wins. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Reggie Littlejohn joins us. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and a China expert. Hey, Reggie, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Bill. Happy New Year to you.
Well, a lot has been on your table and on your radar right now. Crosshairs continue to be over China. They've made it clear. There's no doubt about it. And that is that, here's the memo to the world. The United States is in a declining power. China is a rising power. So move over, right?
Oh, yes. That is absolutely their message to the world. And so what they're basically after, Bill, is they want to take over the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is in their own documents. They believe that they are the ones that should be ruling the world. And the main one that is in their way is the United States. So they've been pushing out this narrative that the United States is old and declining, and China is a new and rising power. And the thing that really is going to make this impossible for them is the fact that their population is in a nosedive.
Exactly.
Because of the one-child policy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is that when you look at really the infrastructure of China, in a lot of ways, Reggie, I don't know, this might sound crazy, but they seem in a lot of ways to be much of a paper tiger, because their substance
is quite lacking. And what concerns me is because they've captured the elites around the world, whether it's Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, you know, go on down the list. You know, you have them, you know, them, I'm talking about the captured elites like Trudeau and Biden and people in our Congress who say they look to China and they're just, you know, praising China and that, you know, the way they govern is just, you know, just such a wonderful thing, right? And you go, wait a minute, what China do you know that I don't know? Because with all the way they mistreat their people, tyrannical rule. I mean, how can this be something that would be envied? But somehow in the eyes of these captured elites, this is a good thing. And they are participating in the propaganda of this message that China would want the world to think that they're, you know, they're all good and nothing is bad coming out of China.
Well, elite capture is an enormous problem. And there are people who've written books about this. So, for example, Trevor Loudon has written a couple of books about people in our own Congress that have been captured by the Chinese Communist Party. But it's not just political elites. It's also, you know, that they have managed to infiltrate basically every aspect of American society and Western society, and they're penetrating Africa hugely as well and South America. But, you know, they are also in the universities. They're also on Wall Street, have a lot of captured people on that. The media, major elite capture by China. People may have heard of the World Economic Forum captured by China, the United Nations, the World Health Organization. And so they are doing everything they can to forward themselves as being the main hegemon, that's the word that they use, in the world.
Right.
And that's why, you know, I founded Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Mm-hmm. I founded Women's Rights Without Frontiers to stop forced abortion in China. But so that was like 11 years ago, 12 years ago. So in the interim, I've been watching China and becoming increasingly alarmed about the spread of Chinese totalitarianism outside China to the United States and worldwide, which is why I co-founded something called the Stop Vaccine Passports Task Force, because that's a whole other thing about how this China-style totalitarianism is being foisted down to the rest of the world through basically the United Nations and the World Health Organization.
Exactly. Well, they've got money, and they know how to appeal to the greedy. And unfortunately, even as Trevor pointed out, which was quite shocking, I remember the first time he said this, Reggie, when we were talking on the air here with our audience, and he said, Bill, there's well over 100 card-carrying elected officials in the United States, in our government. They could not pass a security test to be a dog catcher. I mean, this is amazing. All the, you know, all the pomp and circumstance and the emotion that they emote, you know, for security clearance when they themselves are so violated and, and compromised, it's not even funny. And you talk about, China's tentacles. I mean, even in the United States, they're not only education and in corporate America, how they've captured that. And now, you know, there's even, according to the FBI, Chinese police stations in the U.S. What? I mean, we have police stations run by the Chinese operating in the United States of America.
That's correct. And it's unbelievable. And again, like you said, I believe this has to do with elite capture, that the places where they have these have elites who have been captured and are letting them get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so these Chinese police stations are really used in a lot of ways to persecute Chinese dissidents.
Mm-hmm.
So that or to get people to go home. So what they will do is if there's a dissident in the United States that they want to discipline, they will bring him or her into the police station and say, you know, either you need to stop doing what you're doing, or we're going to do something to your grandma or your parents or whatever. And they intimidate people. And this is done on U.S. soil. And this is the thing. People need to rise up. People need to understand You know?
Yeah, forget about extradition laws, right? I mean, those are non-existent. And this is how the Chinese operate. As you say, it's totalitarian. They don't ask anybody. They just do it. And they get cover by these captured elites, elected officials, people in prominent positions that allow them to come in. I mean, this is nothing short of treason, is it?
Well, I think that these people do not have the best interests of the United States at heart, and they are looking out for their own interests. I mean, so China does capture people through, as you said, you know, their greed, so there's bribery involved. But they're also, you know, they will take people over to China on an all-expenses-paid tour, and I understand that they will try to get these people into, like, a compromising situation with, you know, so-called honeypots. And, and then... Like, you know, you did this in China. We've got it on, you know, we've got pictures of you, video, and therefore you have to do what we say. So it's the carrot and the stick.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, but one positive thing is that as I mentioned, I started my organization to stop forced abortion in China because under the one-child policy, the Chinese Communist Party boasted that they had prevented 400 million births. And they actually rolled out that figure at the climate conference in Copenhagen as their contribution to the fight against global warming. And I believe it's close to 500 million now.
Mm-hmm.
But one province, this just broke, I think, yesterday, or maybe day before yesterday, one province, Sichuan province, has abolished basically all course of population control. So they are now allowing anyone to have as many kids as they want in that one province. And this is what I've been pressing for, you know, for 11 years and before that even. So I'm thrilled to see it, but there are, you know, major caveats on it. I mean, that's only one province. What about the other 30?
Exactly.
One. And then, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just thinking in terms of, you know, going back to what you talked about and why you even started this to begin with, is how much damage has been thrust upon, you know, Chinese women, I mean, with forced abortions. I mean, abortions are not good to begin with, but now you got forced abortions taking place. How many women's bodies have been, you know, been destroyed and compromised as a result of this?
And this is the thing. So they said, I think it was 2009, that it was 400 million lives prevented. So those were prevented through forced abortion and also forced sterilization.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we've, that's 100
I'll tell you,
million.
Got to go to break. More from Reggie Littlejohn after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
China's population stands at 1.4 billion, and not so much counting as they reported here this past week, a decline in fertility rates. Well, it's no wonder, as Reggie Littlejohn points out. I mean, you've got the one-child policy, and now they're saying, look, we can't sustain this anymore. And it was quite dramatic and shocking for them, Reggie, when they realized that, wait a minute, there's this has been the first drop in total population in six decades for China, right?
Well, it is. And the thing is that demographers have been warning them for decades, not years, decades, that this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they kept on with the one-child policy, which turned to a two-child policy, which turned to a three-child policy. What all these policies have in common is that there is forced abortion involved with them. So with a one-child policy, your second child gets forcibly aborted. With a two-child child, you see that the third one gets forcibly. With a three-child policy, the fourth child gets forcibly aborted, and all of them also, if you're unmarried, you get forcibly aborted.
Right.
So it's coercive population control, and I believe that the reason is they hung on to it long after the demographers had said, look, this is terrible. We're going to have a population decline. Our elderly population is going to increase. Our young population is not going to be able to support it. I believe the reason that they hung on to that was because of the forced nature of it, because of the terror that they could instill in people. I believe that it was social control masquerading as population control, and now they see that they really are at the end of the rope, that right now, by 2035, 400 million people, that's 30% of the entire population of China, will be 60 and above.
Mm-hmm.
400 million, 30% of the population by 2035.
Right. That's unsustainable. Yeah. See, but this is the brilliance. I mean, in a sense, I say brilliance, and I'm being sarcastic here, of government rule, that they think they know better. and they're trying to manage life like this, and they've made a hot mess out of it, and they've done this. This is self-inflicted. And Reggie, you know, another thing I wanted to ask you about is that, another thing that happened is that China is sending, you know, women here to the United States. I mean, I'm in Orange County, California. It was in Irvine, in the city that I'm in right now. They were having these birthing centers. Women would come over. They would disguise their pregnancy. And they're having, in order to get around the three children, to get away from forced abortions, they are birthing babies here in the United States. And I think also the plus on that is that you're born in the United States and now they've got dual citizenship. They're citizens to China and citizens to America, which is, you know, an interesting contrast in and of itself. And what that will develop into, decades down the road, I think that's untenable, and that's going to create some issues. But, you know, if China wants to take over, they can take over America with these, you know, human Trojan horses, these little babies that are coming in. And, they'll be running the country. They'll be owning the country.
Well, I never even thought of that. You know, for example, to be a president of the United States, you have to be born here, and they're born here. Exactly. So that's how the rich people are getting around the course of birth limitations, but you know that's a very small percentage of the population. Everybody else has to deal with forced abortion or with fines that are so steep that they can't afford to pay them. In which case, they just can't pay them, so they have an abortion, and then the Chinese Communist Party would call that an elective abortion because they're like, well, you could have paid a fine. It's like, absolutely, I could not have paid that fine. I mean, some of those fines are 10 times a person's annual salary. But the main thing is that this is only one province out of 31. So one province down, 30 to go, forced abortion remains in the rest of the country. And I'll tell you what, Bill, I think that they may relax the one-child policy, the three-child policy in most of the rest of the country, but I don't think they're going to relax it in Xinjiang or in Tibet. I believe that they are going to continue to be forcibly aborting women from Xinjiang and Tibet, because what they want is an increase in the Han Chinese. They do not want an increase in the ethnic minority.
Wow. Here it is. I mean, let the truth be known. It always comes down to that, right? Is that, you know, you have this superiority complex. We're not even talking that far, you know, down the road and away from, away from Hitler's Germany, right? And here it is, once again, raising its ugly head.
So if people want to do something about this, I believe that I have been working and praying my heart out for 11 years now, and actually since the mid-90s, because that's when I was a lawyer and I found out about this by representing Chinese refugees in the case for political asylum. But this is the first time that any province in China has completely abandoned coercive population control, and we really need to press on so that the other 30 provinces will stop this, and especially that they will stop having coercive population control in Xinjiang, where they're committing genocide, and in Tibet.
Exactly.
So if people would go to my website, it's womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org, womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org, and then there's a button that's in the menu bar that says sign a petition, and sign the petition against forced abortion, because I would like to present that to the Chinese Communist Party at their embassy in Washington, D.C., that however many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Americans are demanding that China stop all coercive population control for all of China, not just one province.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you're dealing with a totalitarian government, a petition like this, this is one of those things that, you know, you keep out in because China doesn't want international bad news, do they? So they're really sensitive to that. So some people may think, well, what good is that going to do? I mean, you know, they could care less. Well, right now they have to care because, you know, trust me, they're freaking out because they finally see these numbers that they've been warned about, right, Reggie? And now it's confronting them. And it's like, okay, what are you going to do about it? So their answer is, okay, so they got some compromise and you got one province now that's allowed, to get outside of the three child or the one child rule. rule. And, you know, so like anything, it gets to be progressive and one will beget two. And but we have to do our part and do whatever we can, you know, for the sake of life. Right.
Right. So we have 41,126 signatures on that petition. When it gets to be 50,000, I would like it to be 50,000, we'll go to the U.S. Embassy, or the Chinese Embassy in D.C. and have, you know, like a press conference. But I'll tell you what these things do. When you have a petition with, for example, 50,000 signatures, which is sizable, you know, Secretary of State Blinken is going to be in China this weekend.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he needs to, what we can do is say to him, look, you need to bring this up. They need to stop coercive population control everywhere. And also, as you say, you know, the Chinese Communist Party pretends like they don't care what people think. But when China moved from a one-child policy to a two-child policy, they gave two reasons. One was because of the declining populations they saw. And the other one was because of international pressure. And when I saw that, it's like, okay, who's been doing more international pressure than Women's Rights Without Frontiers? That's the reason we exist.
Exactly.
And that made me feel very, very vindicated that we were having an impact.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very pleased, and they do listen to international pressure.
Right. Well, because what do they want to do ultimately? They want to take over the world. And so they've got to create this, malleable or at least beneficence of a type of government when, you know, there's so many other things that cause you not to believe. I mean, what they've done to the Uyghurs and, you know, forced abortion and organ harvesting and these sort of things that we hear, you know, coming out of China. It's, you know, but meanwhile, you know, they've elite captured and, you know, the Biden family and other political influencers are giving them cover. And, you know, any bit of bad news, I mean, that's the thing that's amazing to me with the totalitarian mindset that they have. And it seems like you have the same sentiment as well or perception that they are, you know, they don't want bad news. They don't want bad news, you know, toward China. I mean, we have basketball players that have, you know, the one basketball player that was, you know, putting, you know, messages on his tennis shoes. Well, they put all kinds of pressure and got him out of the NBA. And LeBron James found out real quick that thou shalt not speak ill of the communist Chinese, right?
Right. I mean, and this is that the basketball player was Enes Kanter Freedom, a great hero for human rights. And we had an event for him about this time last year, extolling him for all of that. But this is another thing that people need to understand, which is that, yes, China tries to suppress negative press around the world, but they also really try to suppress it within China. And that's why it's so hard to get information out about what's going on, because if a woman is a victim of forced abortion in China and she goes to the Western press, or even if she publishes something online inside of China, boy, the weight of the Chinese Communist Party is going to come down on her and on her family. And so it's really almost impossible to get information, like current information, out. The kind of information that we're getting is from escapees.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Like, for example, in Xinjiang, people have escaped the prison camps, or they have been released for whatever reason. They escaped to the United States, and then they say, yes, they were forcibly aborting women in the prison camps. They were forcibly aborting or sterilizing women in the prison camps. And that's the best information we can get. And by the time we get it, the information is a year old because it's taken them that long.
Exactly.
To get out and.
Well, and this is the thing we don't understand here, because we're starting to get glimpses of it, but we don't understand it like they do in China, and that is the social credit scoring. I mean, you have got a score on you with your name, and are you for or against? And if you are against the government, there's a price to be paid, including the ability to, you know, to have access to food, right? And just everyday resources. And if they found a way that they could choke off oxygen, they would probably do that as well. Reggie Littlejohn, check it out, her website.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, Preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to